This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Just 22 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back in. This is the whole show. We're powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline from CSURams.com, Mike Brohard. Mike, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. Hopefully you've driven out all the snakes out of the studio.
Or try to. You know, you can only do that for so long until it just overtakes you.
And hopefully you did it with as much enthusiasm as Coach Smiley has for doing promos for your show.
Yeah, where did you do a promo for us, Mike?
I think like years ago, and then you threw it away.
No, I'm pretty sure I hear it still, but Michael, see if you can find that. And we may have to do a new one, Mike. Michael's going to find it right now for you, Mike.
You never know.
Pretty exciting week coming up, obviously, on the women's basketball side of things. They're going dancing, and tall task awaits ahead as they'll go as a, 12 seed, Mike, going up against number 5, Michigan State. Excited for this one. Talk about a resilient group. Found a way in those final games in the tournament to do it without their top scorer, one of their best player.
I thought it was really impressive that you lose Lexis Bargesser with 7:33 remaining in the second quarter of the semifinal against a really talented UNLV team. And this team found a way to come together and win. They really are a collection of their parts. And if you paid attention throughout the year, you know, there were nights that they won where Alexis wasn't at her best. So they kind of know how to just feed off of other things, find the hot hand. And then Marta Lamina came in and played fantastic. In her backup role, really rose to the occasion for what they needed her to do. She was simply fantastic in the final against Milani Perry. Shut her down really well, even though Air Force gave them absolutely zero credit for that. They played great. They play well as a team. And, yeah, as Matt Brumley has pointed out, CSU is 1-0 in the NCAA tournament as a 12 seed.
When was the last time I read that? But I lose more information. It seems like in a given day. That was a while ago.
Some kid named like Becky Hammer.
Oh yeah,
that played on that team.
She's pretty good, I hear. Right, Mike.
She's okay. She's like near the top of our list in like a lot of categories.
On the Mount Rushmore and everything that we're going to create, you're going to create for us someday.
I don't know how to chisel, so that won't be my job. But I can name 4 people for you if you want.
You got 4 right now for me.
It just kind of alters. I mean, you got to give some flexibility. I think, you start with Becky and you go with Amy. And then from out there, I think you can have some conversations.
All right. I like it. We got to get the official list from you someday, though, Mike. At some point, it's got to happen.
Like if I have to do one, I'd have to think hard about that.
Okay. Well, with your schedule, you know, it's going to get easier here, you know, in a month or so, right? It should slow down a bit for you.
Sure, if that's what you say. But, like this week, I mean, there's a lot going on. Yes, the women are going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Tess Winteray qualified for the NCAA championships in swimming. That's where I'll be headed. I'll be going to Atlanta to watch her swim. She's the first swimmer in 13 years to have qualified for the NCAA tournament and the NCAA championships, and she'll swim in the 100 and the 200 back. You got the men hosting in the NIT, so they can extend, you know, Ollie's first season as head coach. And try and come together even more. I mean, the more basketball you can play, the better, right?
Yeah,
CSU fans get a chance to play here.
Well, and you mentioned it too with Ollie getting to extend that season a bit. How important is that? Not just for players, hopefully a good chunk of those players coming back next year, but even just for the coach, for Ollie to just have another game in an intense environment, to be able to put that to work and have that kind of in his arsenal as something he can use for next season.
Yeah, every little bit helps, and I think it helps him grow as a coach. It could help in if you're trying to retain some players, if they're deciding whether or not they're going to stay or come back. I mean, it is different. I mean, you used to look at the NIT, it was like, yeah, so teams were disappointed they didn't make the NCAA, but you had the NIT, and especially for teams that were young, and I think CSU still qualifies in that manner, it's like we get some more games under pressure to play and continue to grow as a squad. Well, that was back before the transfer portal, and everything was kind of the Wild West where people could kind of come and go. I don't know if it's the same, but it in some ways it kind of is, because if you keep that good vibe going, hopefully you retain some players that you're hoping to build your program around.
Yeah, no question. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Also, spring football is going on right now. I got a chance to see. I was surprised you're out there, Mike. Man, you got home late probably the night before that. You're out there bright and early, ready for football practice. Maybe it doesn't stop for you.
I have to learn 70 new players and a host of new football coaches. Plus, I wanted a chance to sit down and talk to a couple defensive coaches for a story that'll come out later this week. Tyson Summers said something to me that I found extremely interesting at one point last year, and now was a perfect time to kind of tap into that. So that was fun.
It'll be a preview for us of what's coming up that we could check out at CSURams.com on the football side of things.
When you get a new coaching staff put together, they all come with their own influences and ideas from different places they've been, whether it's them as players, them as coaches, both instances actually work. Football coaches, you put them in a room, they like to talk ball. They like to talk shop. They like to exchange ideas. And it's been from what I've been told, a very collaborative process in coming up with what the defensive system is going to be. The quote that Tyson gave me again, but what he told me last year at one point was some of his best defensive staffs have been made up of people that he did not hire, but those that he inherited, which goes to show that he's not stuck in his ways and he loves talking ball. He loves taking in influences. And so you've got somebody from like Kenny McClendon who came over from UConn. They did some things that were very successful. He's very interested in what those things were and how they might help them in this year's model.
Did anything in particular stand out to you at any of the practices so far? Because, Mike, I'll be honest. Like when I go out there and I'm like, okay, guys are energetic. Jim Mora's running around and he's yelling, and it's positive, and sometimes he has to light the fuse a little bit. Is that noticeably different, what you've seen so far in spring ball under him as head coach, compared to what it was the last 3 or 4 years?
I think the most fair comparison is you go back to what he's doing now as to what Jay did his first year, to what Jim McElwain did his first year, to what Steve Adazio did his first year, even Mike Bobo in his first year. Every first-year coach is trying to establish what they want, how they run their program, and get their players to fall in line with that, right? So Jay year three, if he feels comfortable with what's going on, it's obviously going to look a bit different than it was year one. Jim's feisty. Is that a good word to use?
Yeah, like it.
He wants what he wants, and he wants it now. Like he said from the first day, he didn't like what he saw, but he likes the willingness of them to get there. So are they there yet after 3 practices? No. Does he hope that they'll be there after 15 practices when spring concludes? Yeah. So, but he's going to continue to push them. So, yeah, he's got a ton of energy. We already kind of knew that about him. He's feisty, like I said. We'll put it that way. It's interesting. I've only been out there for 1 practice, to be fair, because I was with the women in Las Vegas. So I missed the first 2. So I'm not going to put too much stock into just 1 day of practice. But I'll see many more before this is done. And it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I will tell you this. There's a lot happening out there at the same time. One of the things that really caught my eye at the end of practice was field goal drills. There were 3 units kicking virtually at the same time. I've never seen that before on a spring practice field. And it was also when the wind kicked up. And, God, I felt bad for the kickers because one was putting it dead right center, and then the next thing you know, it's 20 feet wide right and doesn't even reach the back. That's how bad the wind was.
It's got to be demoralizing, even though you know it's windy. But
there's pretty much a coach who's looking at them and they go, if conditions are like this in a game, we're not kicking.
Yeah, we're going for it, man. We're getting ready. We're airing it out. Mike, important question for you, and I'd be shocked if
this one
you know is the most important. From what you saw in that one day of practice, who's on the hot, nasty speed alert? Maybe we don't have enough to see it yet. I mean, maybe you didn't see it yet.
I don't know. I will say this. Haas Haney.
Okay.
Very mobile as a quarterback.
Right. Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, and that excites me greatly, Mike. I want to see a quarterback run.
And I think hot, nasty speeds, you have to do it comparable by position.
Sure, yes.
Hot, nasty speed from an offensive guard means he pulls really well and you're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably not as fast as your, say, wide receiver, right? So you want a different hot, nasty speed from a wide out, a running back, than you do your quarterback. But I think our quarterback has, and I think multiple quarterbacks probably have hot, nasty speed.
Very much excites me. I'm telling you, Mike, before Jim Mora was hired, I said, I want a coach that doesn't have a playbook stuck in his face this time around, just for CSU, just for this moment. And I want to see a coach that's kind of dedicated to at least taking a shot at the mobile quarterback situation. So I don't want to say I was a part of the interview process, but I wonder if some of those tweets were maybe read in the hiring process, and maybe you can neither confirm nor deny that at this stage.
I'm going to deny that.
Okay. Well, maybe think about it, because, you know.
I think they wanted a coach who was successful, and they found that. And I don't think they were sticklers on what system. If somebody would have shown them that they were unbeatable with a wing T offense, we might have a football team that runs a wing T offense. You know what I'm saying?
Time and place. Yeah. But now I'm excited. I want to see some movement with that quarterback.
I would like to see an offense develop. Like, I mean, we never saw that really under Jay. You were promised the air raid and it never really developed.
Yeah.
Jim's got a system, and he went out and he found quarterbacks that run that system.
Well, I'm excited for the football side of things. Great basketball on tap. What are the Rams on the women's side of things have to do to pull off this upset against Michigan State, Mike, later this week?
I'm going to pull Bobby. They have to score more points than the Spartans.
How will they do that?
They're going to have to. We got to remember they're a top 10 scoring defense. They're going to have to slow down a team that's averaging more than 80 points a game. So that's got to start there. You've got to play good defense. Michigan State has size. They have some length. They have a roster with transfers that, you know, are five-star recruits from other places. They're going to have to be creative offensively and hit their shots. They're going to have to shoot very well. Now, the thing that's encouraging for Colorado State is they are a good defensive team, and defense generally does travel. So if they play defense up to their capabilities, and they do miss a very key defensive part and Lexus Bargerser. They give themselves a shot.
Well, it's fascinating. You mentioned the defensive side, but they're also so good at simply, you know, not turning the ball over, which is what we saw on the men's side. There were a lot of those times and instances throughout the season where the turnovers were just too much to overcome. Complete opposite situation with Ryan Williams' crew.
And that's kind of what they've always – that's part of their bread and butter, right? He wants them to play defense. He wants them to not create opportunities for the other team by turning over the ball, and they've been really good with that. Brooke Carlson's really good with the ball in her hands. You've got some other people that are that way too. They will take chances, and sometimes that's where their turnovers come from, but they don't generally take a lot of stupid chances. I'm going to say they're calculated risks that they will take. Sometimes they pay off, sometimes they don't, but that's how they keep their turnovers down. They don't play safe by any means, but they play smart.
Yeah, I'm pumped for this opportunity. I wish we could get the dudes involved and have more of those. I thought we were maybe, at one point, I thought a couple of teams we follow here might be dancing on the men's side, but good on Colorado State on the women's side of things for representing this area of Colorado in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and they're excited to go. They'll take off tomorrow, head out to Norman. The fun thing is I think some projections had them a 13 seed playing Oklahoma first. The fun thing is they'll play Michigan State at Norman. You would think them being the lower seeded team, the home team crowd is going to be cheering for Colorado State. So it could be fun for them. They should have some support there.
No question. Mike, always appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
You have a lovely weekend. It's a big NCAA tournament time for us. And don't forget the indoor track kids, okay? You know that Kaiser Borman comes back first-team All-American, and Michaela Long comes back second-team All-American. So they kind of got the ball rolling for everybody here at Colorado State.
Yeah, no question. Hey, speaking of track, Mike, you know our friend Tanner Schwent. You're familiar with his work, right?
I am familiar with Tanner.
I have challenged him to I believe we're going 40 yard. It's going to be a 40-yard race. We're doing a watch party here at Big City Roadhouse on Thursday for March Madness. And before the madness begins, we will be racing in the parking lot. Who you got, Mike?
What kind of shoes you wearing?
I'm wearing the shoes I got. I'm going to wear these shoes. I got the Joker shoes, the red Joker brand basketball shoes. I'm going to be wearing those.
And what's he going to be wearing?
Probably boots.
Oh, then definitely. Yeah. I got to go with you. I need to hear two things, though, from Tanner. Who's he got tonight in the big game? And then is he all in on the Rockies this year?
But yes to both. Positive to both. I think he's Team USA all the way and Rockies all the way.
All right. Okay. It's nice to know that Tanner he sticks with this team, even if they lose 110 games.
Oh, he does, man. Okay, the other thing, Mike, we're doing this, so you're going to see me. I'm going to look odd. Not that I don't always look odd, but we're doing the Dirty 30 here. Tanner and I, once the Rocky season officially starts, we're not shaving or cutting our hair until the Rockies win 30. We did something similar last year. It was not fun. And we're gonna roll it back again this year, but starting the season with it. And the Rockies didn't get to 30 wins until like early August, so it was a long summer.
How did your wife take to this?
She you know, since she knew it was for a campaign and it was fun, she had fun making fun of it. But when I let my hair and beard go just for regular time, it's always like, what are we doing with that situation? When's that going to change? But for this, she actually seemed into it. So that's my excuse for trying out the weird lumberjack look.
If the hair gets to a certain point, do you and Tanner both go man bun?
If we get started, I don't know how to do it. I'd have to have somebody do it for me. But yeah, I would try it out, man. This is Dirty 30 means you can just you go with your wildest dreams. You look completely different. You give it a shot.
That would look great on social media. A picture of you and Tanner both with man buns.
Tanner might be harder to get to do that, but I'm in. I'm in for that.
Oh, come on, Tanner. It's for the cost.
Well, we'll see, Mike. I'll share pictures with you as I tend to do. So you should be on the lookout.
Did he hang up a sign that said Mike Lorenzen Cy Young yet, or?
He's definitely leaning that way. He's been pretty excited the last couple of weeks. Yeah, no question.
I was going to say he's only got one Rocky to cheer for tonight, and Rocky plays for Team Venezuela.
Yeah, and he's opposite of me because I was like with basketball, I was definitely Team Serbia with Joker. He's America through and through. So good for him.
Okay, there we go.
All right, Mike.
All right, good luck to you guys.
Thanks, man.
That 40.
All right.
Don't pull a hammy.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll update you. And maybe you could write about it. I don't know if it would make sense, but maybe. Maybe a headline, at least.
Yeah, I might need an injury report from that. Okay.
All right, man. See ya. Bye. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I feel like, Mike, I don't like this. I feel like I'm definitely the favorite in the race, and I'm not feeling good about that. Like,
why not?
There's too much pressure now. You know? If this was like cow milking or beer chugging or something, then I'd go in as an underdog, and when I would lose, it'd be fine because it's like, yeah, it's not my thing. But for this, it's just a little bit, you know, I'm starting to wonder.
Brady, this is a 12 over a 5. So if it's an upset, people are going to be like, oh, wow, but it's like,
it happens.
You see those every year.
Yeah, you see them and you expect them, so it's not that big of a shock when they happen.
Yeah, it's not going to be too much of a shock, but we will realize that the morning of, you have pulled your hamstring, mm-hmm. but you're not going to whine about it.
No, I'm not pulling a hamstring, man. I think I'm okay there, but
maybe you're like, oh, plantar fasciitis,
maybe.
But you won't complain about it. You're just going to
tennis elbow.
Tanner might.
Maybe. 12:41 the time, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.